Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi there. My name is Jack Hopewell, and I currently play Jesus in the national tour of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, and it's going to be coming to the National Theater, historic spot here in Washington, D.C., later this week. And it's only 3 days, so it'll be May 17th, 18th, and 19th. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everybody get your tickets now. There's been so many versions of this over the years. What's the best way to say this? Because I think everyone knows the story. Everyone knows the story of Jesus. But
It
what's the, I don't, I was gonna say what's the plot summary, but.
was great. Well, so I guess I mean that is a good question because I think a lot of people that aren't as familiar with it would assume it's just kind of a retelling of the New Testament. To some extent it is, but it the best way I think you could describe the plot is the last days in the life of Jesus Christ as told through the eyes of Judas Iscariot.
Right, exactly. And some legendary performances of that over the years, like we all, of course, I mean, it was on stage, of course, in the 70s, but then the iconic movie as well. But so how do you kind of get those visions of Ted Neely and, Carl Anderson, all those great roles? Like how do you make it separate? And like, are you able to get them out of your mind as you're performing it, or is there always some influence, but you make it your own?
Right. I mean, there's going to be some influence for sure because just speaking for myself, I did grow up with this musical. My mom would play the 1971 Brown Album all the time when I was in the car. I remember being sat down when I was like 6 or 7 to watch the movie with Ted Neely that came out in 1973. I mean, my mom was raised on it, as was I. So to some extent, I've always been listening to those artists that came before me and have built this legacy. And I take some inspiration for sure, but I am really grateful coming into this show and coming into the rehearsal room. One of the first things that was said to me by our director, Tim Sheeter, was forget anybody that came before you, forget any preconceived notions you have about Jesus. You are Jack in these set of circumstances. And I think really that's some of the best acting advice that you could give any actor is don't come in with preconceived notions. Imagine yourself, as if you were in Christ's position and put in these set of circumstances. Imagine yourself as a parallel story, kind of like a rock star that's going through this story of fame and then dismissal by the crowd.
Perfectly said. And yes, and I of course mentioned Ted Neely and Carl Anderson from the movie that you grew up watching, but of course it originated on Broadway with Jeff Fenholt and Ben Vereen. Like just I think Carl Anderson played on Broadway too. But yeah, remind our listeners sort of the origin there of wasn't it like a concept album for like a rock opera before Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice? Like they conceived it as an album before it even went to
They
stage, right?
did. So they were unable, if I remember correctly, to get funding for a stage production. Funnily enough, Andrew Lloyd Webber was only about 23 when he wrote Jesus Christ Superstar, which is mind-boggling to me. But
The most anyone did at age 23, save for Jesus himself, bro.
right.
That was more 33, I guess. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. About 30, 33-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, he so they were unable to get funding, if I remember correctly. So they did create a concept album starring Ian Gillan of Deep Purple. Which is one of the reasons this album is so popular with classic rock fans. But yeah, I was featuring deep Ian Gillan and Murray Head and so many other really, really fantastic rock singers. And that album was such a smash hit and really was almost, I mean, it was transgressive a bit at the time, an album that was taking this Christian source material and humanizing a character like Judas. It was really, really influential for the time. So that popularity took it to Broadway. And then in 1973, the movie with Ted Neely and Carl Anderson came out. And again, if I remember correctly, both Ted Neely and Carl Anderson were understudies on Broadway that then starred in the main roles and are remembered as some of the best Jesuses and Judases.
Wow, that's so cool. And I had forgotten that it was one of the guys from Deep Purple. But totally, everyone knows Smoke on the Water, but I can hear like Highway Star and all
Right.
those
Right.
I can really hear the influence on the soundtrack. It's so well. Speaking of which, remind us some of the great musical numbers that we're gonna hear. Or I guess I should say, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. I mean, that's yeah, that's right out the gate. That's great. There's Heaven on Their Minds, one of my favorites, with that bam 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 kind of guitar riff. There's Superstar. That's the one I think it, even if you were living in a shoebox, you'd know what Superstar is.
And that's the Jesus Christ
Yep.
super. Okay.
Exactly. There's that I Don't Know How to Love Him, which I think I can't remember. There's a, there was it was covered by a couple of famous artists back in the 80s, especially.
Wow.
There's just so many
That's the
classic.
Mary Magdalene one.
Yes, that is the Mary Magdalene song. There's so many classic songs in there that I think even if you didn't know them as part of Jesus Christ Superstar, you would just know the songs in general. It is just such a fantastic soundtrack from start to finish.
That's awesome. It really is, and the music is really what elevates it, for sure. We'll talk about sort of, that's sort of the music. What about, visually do we see in terms of maybe the sets and costumes, the backdrops, are we transported, I guess, to the time of the Gospels?
Right. That's a great question. And that is something that should be said. I think people coming in with the idea that they're going to be, transported 2000 years ago to Jerusalem and that Jesus is going to walk out in a long flowing robe and all that. It's not that kind of production. With no disrespect to those productions. But this is staged much more like a rock concert, sort of as an homage to that 1971 Brown album that we talked about. The costumes for the all the principals and the ensemble are more timeless, I would say, if not more modern. You're gonna see more streetwear and more leather and more again more modern clothing. In terms of staging, it is somewhat minimalist, but it's industrial, and I think it is a super utilitarian set. It's beautiful. The lighting design is beautiful, and something that is much more focused on in this production as opposed to previous productions is the choreography. Choreography from the amazing Drew McKoney. The ensemble is dancing their hearts out. Everybody's dancing their hearts out in this show, and it is absolutely mesmerizing and really adds to the dimension of this idea of the mob that supports Jesus and then turns on him at the end.
Wow. Yeah. And thanks for pointing that out, that it is, it's not just like the retro garb. It's like a modern version of, but that holds true to this production. 'Cause even in the beginning, I believe it was like anachronistic on purpose. Like it was weaving in some, things from modern day that would have been out of time to really jazz it up.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, Jesus is singing rock music,
Exactly.
he's
By very
screeching.
nature. Yeah.
Yeah, he's screeching at the top of his lungs. Another aspect, talking about it staged like a rock concert, all of the principals, when they have their, solo lines, are using handheld microphones instead of just the regular lavalier microphones. So it does add a very cool rock concert-y aesthetic to the whole show, I believe.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, yeah, and you got to think too, like when this came out, I'm trying to talk about how sort of groundbreaking and risk-taking it was when it first came out, because this is the early 70s. I guess Scorsese's, Willem Dafoe, Last Temptation of Christ wouldn't have been until the late 80s, so this was even long before that, like a decade and a half before that. Talk about how, I mean, it was, I'm trying to say it's groundbreaking. I guess you could kind of say somewhat iconoclastic, but not really blasphemous. I'm, because we have listeners of all stripes listen to us, obviously, they're
Sure.
all religions and stuff,
Right.
just like if you were doing Book of Mormon or something. But I guess I'm just saying, like, yeah, just speak to that, how it kind of walks that line in a respectful but groundbreaking way, if there's a way to say that.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that this show brings something to people of all faiths. My girlfriend is Jewish, has no idea about the New Testament in any way, shape, or form, but was absolutely immersed in the story that was being told on stage. And I think people who are Christian and who are really strong in their faith, I think they could take away something really beautiful from it and the humanization of Jesus in it. I don't think it's blasphemous to say or to portray Jesus as a somewhat flawed human person, because at the end of the day, I think that just adds to the concept of somebody sacrificing themselves to absolve humanity of their sins. If they were human and had fear and doubt and all those other things, I think that just adds to that sacrifice. Looking at the greater context of the show, you know, and talking about its transgressiveness, this is in the wake of Vatican II, and the Catholic Church kind of really trying to modernize itself and overhaul its public image, and update itself to a rapidly changing era. And this came, you know, right in the wake of that. And to portray kind of like one of the most classic villains of all time, Judas Iscariot, as a person that, you know, might not have ultimately done the right thing or made the right decisions and was mistaken in many ways, but had good intentions and was a human being. And you know, really, if we're talking about the concept of an omniscient or omnipresent, omnipowerful God, you know, calls into question, did he really have agency in his decision making at the end of the day? Somebody had to
Was
betray
he
Jesus.
fated to do it, you know?
Right. Somebody had to betray Jesus
Right.
to set all of these events into motion.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And even, you know, the biblical reading of it would have Jesus saying, one of you is going to betray me. And so,
Right.
you know what I mean? So is Judas this character here, this the tragic figure here? How much agency did he have, like you're saying? That's what the complexity of that's what's fascinating to me.
Right.
Well, cool. I mean, it's obviously it's one of the all-timers. There's not much more, you know, praise we can heap upon it. But yeah, is there anything else where you want to say before we run?
I mean, yeah, I'm just really excited. This is essentially a hometown show for me. I grew up in Fairfax,
Oh,
Virginia.
cool. What high
So,
school?
I went to Woodson High School and then did musical theater stuff at Fairfax High School.
Cool.
So,
What were some of your shows? Did you ever do this?
No, I never did Jesus Christ Superstar. I did do Godspell though.
Oh, perfect.
did Godspell and Pippin and a couple other shows. But yeah, I grew up going to shows at the National all the time. So, I'm really, really excited to be able to do a show there and to have so many teachers and friends and colleagues and have family come to see it. So.
Well, I gotta hit the hometown hero angle a little more right before we go, because especially the fact that you did Godspell. I mean, that's perfect for this. That's perfect foreshadowing to
Oh,
do.
it's fantastic. And I mean, it's not the only time I've done Godspell, right? One of my first professional contracts, and the contract that I was on my way to right before starting this, I was on my way to do Jesus and Godspell again in Michigan, and got the call from the producers saying that I would be doing this tour as
Nice,
Jesus. So
nice.
it's a typecast, but it's not a bad one to have.
Not a bad person to be typecast. All right, so wait, and now I have just because I'm going to write an article with this, so I just want to clarify. So you played Jesus in Godspell in high school as well at Fairfax?
I understudied Jesus in high school. I did
Okay.
the in Godspell I was I in Godspell in high school I was the All Good Gifts track, but I understudied Jesus in high school, and then more recently did Jesus in a regional production in Michigan. But
Michigan. Okay. And then what else is what fill in the gap like between, you know, because now you're coming back on a North American national tour thing
right.
for this, but Phil, what else did you do in between? Have you been in Michigan or sort of bouncing around? Did you do any
Yeah,
Broadway? Yeah.
so I graduated from college. I went to the University of the Arts in Philly, graduated in 2022, and I was really, really fortunate to graduate into this job.
Wow, cool.
I but I my last audition for this tour was the week of my graduation. And you know, I went on, I had that regional gig booked in Michigan, and I basically went from that job into this tour, rehearsed in New York. And yeah, I've been on tour with this ever since fall of 22. When I haven't been on tour actively, I've been in New York. So
Nice. Now, do you keep the beard and the long hair, the Jesus look when you're not? Like, is that just the overall look, or is it, you know, just while you're playing the role, of
I
course?
mean, it was what I looked like when I was auditioning for it, for sure. I think honestly that's what got me the audition in the first
Now you
place.
got it. Yeah, he
I
looks like
yeah
Jesus.
I a casting assistant saw me at some function asked, you know,
Right.
have you ever been told that you look like Jesus? I said, yeah, I've gotten it before. And they said, okay, I'm gonna send you an email.
Nice.
And then,
That's
yeah.
job security, baby.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
And who's our Judas? I don't, forgive me if you mentioned it earlier, but
yeah,
yeah,
LV.
dote on our Judas
Yeah,
here.
LV Ellis is our Judas. He's fantastic, and he's been with me doing this since fall of 22 as well. He's incredible. I mean, I can't heap enough praise on him. It is Jesus is hard, but that role vocally and dramatically in so many other ways is such a difficult role that he does with such grace and such finesse. He's incredible. And getting to become close friends with him over the past 2 years has really added a dimension, I think, to our dynamic on stage. So yeah, I'm really fortunate to be able to share the stage with some absolutely incredible actors, dancers, performers.
Great. And do you know where he grew up?
Yeah, he grew up in Oklahoma. I know
Okay.
he went to Oklahoma University for college. He has a got a master's in music education, if I recall correctly. But yeah, he's an Oklahoma boy. Now based in New York, but
Awesome. Well, cool. I wanted to plug him as well, because this is, you know, when I think of the show, it sort of really is like a two-hander. It's, you know, the
oh
two
yeah.
sides of that coin. So well, not to mention who's our Mary Magdalene or any
Oh
other
yeah.
supporting actors, we should plug them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Jaden Dominique is Mary Magdalene, and absolutely fantastic. I do not remember whereabouts she
No, it's
grew
okay.
up, unfortunately, but she is absolutely incredible. Joined us this past fall, and is spectacular. We have other fantastic actors. We've got Thomas McFerrin playing Peter. We've got Alex Stone playing Pilate, Alec Diem playing Herod, and we've got our Caiaphas and Annas. We've got Grant Hodges and Mackay Holloway, respectively. All absolutely incredible, incredible performers with spectacular voices and amazing stage presence.
Awesome. Well, sounds like a great cast. I guess sort of final seconds. Yeah, pretend I'm not here, and you know, just reach through the radio and talk directly to our listeners, your hometown. You know, just say, "Hey, everyone. You know, I'm from here, and I'm excited to come back and come out and see the show." You know, whatever you want to say, like something like that, but speak directly to them.
So hey everybody, my name is Jack Hopewell, once again playing Jesus in the National Tour of Jesus Christ Superstar, coming to the National Theater. This is a hometown show for me. I am from the DC metro area, Fairfax, Virginia, so I would love to see you all there. Come out, support the show in the beautiful National Theater. Hope to see you there.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.